It's a good problem to have, yes? Okay, let me again share what I have to bring to your attention. All right. There is in your worship bulletin, we put it in again this week, an insert, our Hepodoma, or week of prayer, and there's a white response sheet and a commitment form that invites you to offer your kokua or help in serving in the various ministries of the church. So you've had the week to consider, and we'd invite you to fill that out if you wish and then place that in the offering bowl this morning. Second, the poinsettias that were placed in our church sanctuary for the Christmas season are available to those of you who wish to take them home. I noticed that there's probably only about three of them left. They are very, very easy to take care of since they're artificial. We do not have adequate and proper storage space, so a decision was made to pass on the poinsettias for those of you who may wish to pick one up. I think there's only three left now, but you may pick one up for you to enjoy, and they're under the pavilion. Third, we want to say mahalo to those of you who noticed errors and omissions in the listing of our Aha Aina Vai Maka last Sunday. It's a listing of all of the people that are in our cemetery, those that are buried and ashes that are inurned. I want to thank Andrea Yepes, our new administrative coordinator. She went through and double-checked all of the names, and there were quite a few omissions. So if you have any interest in looking back on the history of those who have been a part of this church, these are available at the greeters' table this morning. So you can get a corrected copy there. I'm going to let Kate do her announcements, and then I have one more to share.
There are three things I would like to share with you. First, general members and associate members will be meeting in the sanctuary at 12:15 for our 2019 annual meeting. Prior to the start of the meeting, there will be a potluck luncheon beginning around 11:15 after our service. Second, the gift table will not be open today because of our annual meeting. If there are any items that you are wanting to pick up, please let me know. Otherwise, the table will be open next week. Third, the tropical floral arrangement is from Jim and Jerry LaMarca of Maui. They are in memory of Charles Carson of Lansdowne, Virginia. A memorial service was held here yesterday. His ashes were released into the bay with the help of our canoe, hui, or group. Are there any other announcements?
And as Diana is coming up, Charles Carson, we have two places, Lansdowne, California, is that what we say, or Virginia, and also Gualala, California. So I guess they were in two places. Go ahead, Diana.
My name's Diana Grant. My daughter, Leilani Grace, grew up in this church, born and raised. She used to sit in a stroller right in the doorway over there. And now she's all grown up, and she's up high, and we're having baby shower next Sunday. Not this Sunday with the congregational meeting, but next Sunday. It is, again, potluck, because there's so many people that want to come. So I'm just going to read this so I don't get all teary-eyed, because she's my baby having a baby. Join us Sunday, January 20th, it's next Sunday at 12:30 here on the church grounds to shower Leilani and Stephen with gifts of love. They're registered at, you don't need to know that. Please bring a poo-poo to share for potluck, mahalo and hui ho, ahui ho. Keep a quick prayer also with her, I haven't told you guys. She's experiencing some weird contractions this morning, so she's a little worried. She's just 7 months, so cross your fingers and I'll let everybody know. Mahalo.
I should also share with you next Sunday, some of us remember Alex Borkert. He was one at a time when we had a lot of our children like Leilani and others growing up in the church. He served for several years as our youth pastor, and he'll be here next Sunday. Yes, So he's going to be happy to see Grace. He and his wife Danielle are bringing their daughter Isabella to be baptized. Emily's going to be here too. There you go. They can compare babies. Good. The other announcement I wanted to make this morning, we want to offer a word of welcome to Rob Ballard to our service. He's here with his partner Chuck Calloway. They were with us last April, and he's here to share his music with us this morning with John's help. And John did ask you to say something about the music, yeah, before you sing, about why it's important to you, okay? When you sing. And so keep talking. I got it. See why, if you were up there, I wouldn't have to walk so far.
We welcome those of you who are visiting us for the first time, or if you were returning to us again. If you are able, please stand. Aloha and welcome. We invite you to join us for our potluck luncheon following our time of worship. As we begin our service, we ask that you be in quiet meditation.
Thank you.
As we recite our call to worship, we ask that you remain standing if you're able. The call to worship is found on page 3 of your worship bulletin.
Ehaviaku ya Yehova, ikanani ame kamana. Ehaviaku ya Yehova, ikanani o kona inoa. Ehoomana aku ya Yehova, mena mea nani hoano.
Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor.
Aya kaleo o Yehovah, maluna o nakai. Ke hikili mai ne ke akua nani. Aya no Yehovah, maluna iho o navai.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over mighty waters.
O kaleo o Yehovah, he mea mana no ia. O kaleo o Yehovah, he nani loa no ia.
The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
E havi mai no hoi o Yehova, I ka I kaika, I kona poe kanaka. E ho'opo mai kai mai no hoi o Yehova, I kona poe ohua me ka maluhia.
May the Lord give strength to the people. May the Lord bless the people with peace. We ask that you remain standing as we sing our first song this morning, hymn number 299, found in the New Century Hymnal, For All the Saints.
Thank you.
We ask that you remain standing if you are able and join us in our mission statement, first in Hawaiian, followed by English, and then we will sing the Lord's Prayer, first in Hawaiian, followed by English. That begins on page 5 of your worship bulletin.
Ho kumu ia kai kalesia o ke awalai e ko mako mau kupuna I ku paa ma hope o ke aloha o ke akua mai ke kahi haunauna a ke kahi haunauna aku o mako no na haumana a Yesu Christo E hea hea aku la, me ke aloha, I nā la hui a pau, I ko mā ko ohana. Lawe lawe ia nā la hui a pau, e ko ke awalai, mā o kapilina uhane, o ke kaya ulu akea. I ho'olokahi ia, ka ho'omana kalikiano me ka mo'o meheu Hawaii. Ke Awalai Congregational Church, founded by our kupuna, is committed to sharing God's aloha from generation to generation. As haumana of Jesus Christ, we welcome all, love all, and accept all into our ohana. Ke Awalai ministers to all through the spiritual gifts we share as a diverse community uniting our Christian faith and Hawaiian heritage. E ko mako mako I loko kalani e hoano E hiki mai ko apuni E malama ia ko make make makahonua ne E hiki me ia I malama ia maka lani ma E havi mai ia mako ike ia la I aina mako no ke ala E kalamai hoia mako I
You may be seated.
So, I'll do it. Oh my.
I think, oh, he is here. Laura, I was going to say, I think we won't have Sunday school today. But he's here. Hi, Nathan. We saw you on Facebook. Are you better? Did they find out what happened? Yay! Oh, ulcer. And Laura said, you drink too much Dr. Pepper. Yeah. So my doctor told me not to drink soda pop either, whatever, because I have kidney stones too. So, okay. Welcome to the club. So, is Eliana here?
Yes, she's here.
Oh, it's just you and me again.
No, well, we don't know. Well, it's time for our youth and our children.
All one of you. Come. Okay, so we sang... Oh, come. You can help me. You'll be Eliana White, like Vanna White. You can hold this picture. Well, can you take your footwear off and come up top? We began last Sunday what we call our Aha'aina Vaimaka, Feast of Tears. And we do it every year on the first Sunday. We remember the people who died the previous year. And then, as I shared earlier, we list the names of all of the people in our cemetery and in our columbarium. And so it was appropriate that we sang for all the saints at the beginning because, whether we all know it or not, we're here because of those who have gone before us. So this is Auntie Caroline de Lima. She's no longer with us, but many of us remember her. She was here when I came to Kevala in 1991. And you won't be able to see this, and it's kind of dark, but there are 18 people on this particular montage of the people that grew up here in McKenna. And at the time when I came, all these people were still alive. But Uncle Boogie is gone. Auntie B is gone. Uncle Earl is still with us. Uncle Bobby's here. Auntie Annie's gone. Auntie Kiaka's gone. Auntie Kelo has gone. Uncle Haha is gone. Almost most of these people are gone. Uncle Paul Kinulio. Yeah. And Uncle Duck. I don't even remember his real name. You know Uncle Duck's name? Auntie Carol Farias. Yeah. But the reason this becomes important is they are the saints of the church. And when I say that, you know, we're all saints, but sometimes we live rather colorful lives. And so they're just human beings like the rest of us. But I wanted to share this with you because today is our annual meeting when we gather our members together to look at what we've done in the past and when we look ahead. And for me, it's always about it would happen in your churches too. When you think of the people who have gone before us, the legacy is that as they were faithful, so we will be faithful as well. So this is the next generation. You're going to be a, what do they call you now? After Gen Z? I don't know these things. Millennials? We're the people of a certain age. We don't know. Well, Hawaiians say hanauna, generation to generation. And so we give thanks for those who have gone before us. And so you get to take over. Let us pray. We give thanks, O God, for those who have gone before us, and we pray, as they were faithful, that we may also be faithful, so that for generations to come, Eliana and others, they would say, Eikimai, come and see. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Thank you.
The voice of God resounds upon the water. The Spirit of the Lord hovers over the stream. The Son of God is named Beloved, and all who worship shout out Glory. Ascribe to the Lord majesty and strength. Let us offer our gifts and our lives in gratitude. We will receive the morning offering.
Baptism, O God, you acknowledge Jesus as your beloved Son, and through him you opened us to a way to become your children by grace. May these gifts that we bring to you this day be a sign of our aloha and our dedication to live as your faithful sons and daughters, born in the waters of baptism by the power of your Holy Spirit. We rejoice that you are always with us when we gather in his name. Hauli mako aia mau oe, me mako I kou mako hui ana, I loko o ka inoa o Christo. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading this morning comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, which may be found on page 631 to 632 on your pew Bible or page 12 of your worship bulletin. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I will love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. May God add his blessing to the reading of this morning.
It is the season of Epiphany. Somebody needs to tell that rooster it's not Easter. What is with that guy? He's not having any luck out there. The sun's been up for 4 hours. Anyway, but it's a nice touch. We are out in the country. And so we give thanks to God for a place like McKenna. Let me share with you what's been going on this week. So it's good to see Nathan back with us. I think when you were, some of you on Facebook saw him with the IV and the whole business, so we're glad that he's doing better. On the cards this morning, I'm probably not gonna say this correctly, but from British Columbia, it looks like Risk, Johnny, and Loger. Am I even close? Are you here? Lucia? Sorry. It's in memory, a prayer for their daughter, Sane. Is that correct? Sana. All right, it's for their daughter, Sana. Also on the cards this morning, from Carol Fraser. Carol, where are you? Aloha. She was sharing the news, William Bill Kilkenny is a friend of our church family here in McKenna, and he will be celebrating his 100th birthday on January 27th. And I have shared with the deacons, I'll be going up to Portland to celebrate his birthday, and while I'm there, the Reverend Gabriel Chavez, our interim conference minister, will be here to share the morning message. So Kahu Chavez is wonderful, and I would encourage you to come and worship that day, but to also keep Bill in your prayers. From Diana Grant, prayers for safe travel for Emily and Violet. They live in Kentucky now, yeah? So they'll be coming out for Leilani Gracie's baby shower next Sunday. And Nana, Grandma is happy. So prayers for Emily and Violet. We did receive an email from Kehau Lu'uai. Kehau, she lives in Paukukalo, but she's on Oahu today, this weekend. She's welcoming the birth of her second granddaughter, Pe'ahia Kamahina, the daughter of Aukai Lu'uai Kavako and Kapua Bayer Kavako. Pehayaka Mahina was born on Thursday. So that's good news for the family. And outside in the world around us, we continue to pray for those affected by wars and armed conflicts. We pray for countries going through their own transitions in leadership, including Venezuela, Brazil, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. We pray for those affected by natural disasters around the world and first responders who place themselves in harm's way. I know many of us are mindful this morning of the massive winter storm that has affected communities from Denver to Louisville. And so we pray for the safety of all. There have been reports that some accidents have occurred and that some people have died as a result of the storm. We continue to include in our thoughts and prayers this morning victims of gun violence across the U.S. Every day, more than 95 Americans are killed with guns. But more than thoughts and prayers, we call on our local, state, and national leaders to seek reasonable ways to reduce the gun violence, including universal background checks, waiting periods to buy guns, safe storage initiatives, red flag laws designed to keep guns away from people who may be a danger to themselves and others, and funding for gun violence research. And we pray for all religious and political leaders, and always for our enemies. Epulikako. Your voice, O God, calls us by name in the rushing of the water, the breaking of waves, and in the whispers of your spirit. Your word echoes a hopeful truth. You are my beloved child. Listen to me. The voice of affirmation brings a sense of being at home in your world, O God. The voice of rushing waters and breaking waves helps us to remember that while we were yet hopeless, our kupuna, our ancestors, honored your name and ours in the mystery of baptism. So we say mahalo to Jesus for including us in your family through the baptism of water and the Spirit. We come now then offering the prayers of our hearts. Open our eyes and hearts to the powerful unseen life of accepting and forgiving love. Whisper in our ears each day the accepting word. You are my child, the beloved. With you I am pleased. Move us to believe, O God, that we are your children, even when you are not well pleased with our actions and words. For we pray in the name of the Christ child. Hepulikeia makainoa o keiki Christo. Amen.
As we sing our Hawaiian hymn this morning, we ask that you stand if you are able. We will be singing hymn number 68, found in the beige hymnal, E Kumu Pa'a Loa.
Thank you.
may be seated.
The second reading for this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 3. I'm reading verses 15 through 17 and then 21 through 22 from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is God's Word. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. May God bless the reading of the word. Amen. Rob, my...
Hello, everyone. My name is Rob Ballard, and my partner's Chuck Calloway. And last year, we came here, and we're lucky enough to find this church. And I felt a peace when I came here. And today is a very special day to me, as a year ago today, my mom passed away. So I'm celebrating her first heavenly birthday. And my twin brother and I sat at her bedside a year ago, and we held her hand and sang to her as she passed. And she introduced me to music and encouraged me all through my life to sing. And she was my biggest fan, and came to all of our programs and sang and listened to me and my brothers. 6 months after my mom passed, my father passed away, one day before their 60th wedding anniversary. And then a couple of months after that, Chuck and I, our dog of 17 years, passed away. So 2018 was a pretty traumatic year for us. And for me, I just kept going, to give me comfort, I keep a lot of my emotions inside, and to give me comfort, I always go to music. And one of the songs I kept going to was a song that was recorded by a group called Mercy Me, and it's called Word of God Speak. And in memory of my mom today, I just wanted to share this song with y'all. At a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me still rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Thank you. live in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice, word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
Mahalo, Rob. We celebrated our Aha'aina Waimaka last Sunday, and it is the occasion when we mark the one-year anniversary of a person's death. And the Hawaiians would say, at the time of a person's passing, we shed tears of sorrow because of the loss. And on the one-year anniversary, we still shed tears, but this time it's joy. So for mom and dad and your dog, there's no pain or suffering, yeah? Even death has passed. So thank you. Okay, let's go home. You wish. Sorry. I have you captive for the next few minutes. All right. I've mentioned earlier that our congregational meeting will follow about 12:15 noonday today. And on the booklet of our annual report, there's a photograph of a collage of drawings that were done by our Sunday school children. Each was drawn in an envelope that was used to include a holiday gift card for each of the 26 residents at the Malama Family Recovery Center in Kahului. The center makes it possible for women who are mothers to be with their children during their recovery. Over time, their children, our children, will grow up. We will watch them become young men and women. While they may not fully appreciate how we might gush over them, especially when we find ourselves saying what our parents or grandparents said of us with each passing year, We say it nevertheless with great affection. Oh my, you have grown so much. I remember when you were a baby. To which we would respond, as we did upon hearing the same said of ourselves, with the, you know, you bend your neck back and your eyes roll, as if to say, but I'm not a baby anymore. But that is never said. Instead, there is an exchange of smiles and an acknowledgement that the years are going by much too quickly. Today is the first Sunday of Epiphany. It is also referred to as the Baptism of Christ Sunday. It has been said it comes abruptly each year. We leap from the stories surrounding the birth and visit of the Magi to the infant Jesus last Sunday to his baptism in the Jordan River as a 30-year-old adult today. But when Jesus was only 8 days old, his parents took him to the temple for purification according to the law of Moses. It said that Simeon, a righteous and devout man, was guided to the temple by the Spirit, and there he found the baby Jesus with Mary and Joseph and blessed them all. I know that there are those who believe that the sacrament of baptism is meant for adults only. Some argue the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins requires an adult understanding and an adult response. But that argument may have been what troubled Matthew in his account of Jesus' life. Why would Jesus submit to a baptism of repentance by John, especially if John himself was so quick to proclaim that he was not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of Jesus' sandals? Of what sins did Jesus need to repent and to be forgiven? Within our own church family, it is our belief and practice that infants may be baptized. It is done with the understanding that when each child reaches the age of accountability, and for us that is the age of 12, he or she will go through a confirmation process in which each one is given the opportunity to affirm his or her baptism. Whether one is baptized as an infant or as an adult, what we find in our reading from the Gospel according to Luke this morning are two striking occurrences. First, it was while Jesus was praying, after he was baptized, that heaven was open. And second, the Holy Spirit descended upon him. In addition to this being the first Sunday after Epiphany and the Baptism of Christ Sunday, it is also the culmination of our Hepodoma, or week of prayer. The invitation was made for all of us to be in prayer throughout the week by being silent and still, asking what God wants us to be and to do as a part of the ministry of this church, to listen carefully, and to do what God calls each of us to do. Each day, the questions were to be the same. Lord, what is my ministry? And what are you asking me to be and to do? We know from the baptism of Jesus that he was asking the same questions as he prepared for his ministry. What began at Jesus' baptisms were two things that equipped him with his preparation: the practice of prayer and the promise of the Spirit's presence in his life. I agree with Ernest Hess, a Presbyterian pastor, who said, just as Jesus was empowered for and guided in his ministry through prayer, so too are his followers down to this day. We are reminded by the proclamation made by John that the Spirit is loose in the world in and through Jesus, who will baptize his followers, not with water alone, but with the Holy Spirit and fire. What makes Hepodoma, or this week of prayer, significant is not that we are asked to fill out a response sheet and to make a written commitment to serve in some way through the various ministries of the church. What makes Hepodoma significant is the revelatory message of the voice from heaven that Jesus heard at his baptism. It is an affirmation of the love we have come to know for ourselves. The prophet Isaiah reminds us, you are my son, you are my daughter, you are precious in my sight, and I love you. Robert Brearley, another Presbyterian pastor, wrote, Luke uses very few words to share with us the baptism of our Lord, but those few words lead us to very deep wellsprings of joy. I shared with someone yesterday that what strikes me about our reading from the Gospel is the affirmation of Jesus at his baptism as God's beloved Son. That is an affirmation made to each of us at our own baptism. Yet we are often reluctant to believe the affirmation of Isaiah and the affirmation at our baptism, that we are precious honored, and loved by God. Knowing that we are precious, honored, and loved by family and friends is something that we value. But when we feel that love is lacking, we somehow forget that we are still God's beloved. Some of you know the name Albert Nahalia. Some people refer to him with the Hawaiian Alapaki. He composed a song for his daughter in 1962, and this is what he wrote. He punahele no oi na kamakua, pulameia no oi miki aloha. You are a beautiful baby, pride of my heart. You are a dear little lady right from the start. He vahine ui, he puanani, makuu poli mai oi kuule. You are so sweet and lovely, like a pretty flower. Close to my bosom, I will hold you, baby mine. I can almost imagine this would have been Mary's song for her son Jesus if he was born here in Makena instead of Bethlehem. Ma ku'upole mai oi e ku'ule, close to my bosom, I will hold you, baby mine. In Luke's account of Jesus' baptism, God's voice declares, you are my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Not surprisingly, our Hawaiian language Bible translates the verse in the following manner. O'oi no ka'u keiki punahele, he oluolu loa ko'u ia oi. You are my keiki punahele. You are my beloved child. I believe that is the affirmation made to each of us at our baptism, whether as infants or adults. We are all God's beloved. We are all God's punahele, called to be servants in the service of others.
As our service comes to a close, we ask that you stand if you are able and join us in singing hymn number 167, Mark How the Lamb of God Self-Offering, found in the New Century Hymnal.
As the benediction is offered, may you and your hearts bless one another. Imawaku kuloku maika'i, ukahaku Yesu Christo, meke aloha ukea kua, meke alana puanu ka'uhane molele, meke akua pav. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Aloha.